At that neighborhood watch meeting, a bunch of us discussed buying guns for protection. Your dad wouldn't hear of it. It's bad enough some man has brought fear to my house, he insisted. I'll be damned if I let him bring violence, too. Nah, your dad was a liberal academic to the core. Can't we talk this out? Give peace a chance and all that crap.
Did you buy a gun?
I did. Little did I know I should have sent it with Dory to Lawrence.
Mr. Petrocelli's face twisted again, the bitterness getting the best of him. His breathing had grown shallower, strained. I wondered about his heart.
Lana said your parents died, he said abruptly.
Yes, sir.
When?
I considered his question, where he was going with this.
Does it matter? Maybe.
Why? His lips thinned.
Where did you go, Annabelle?
He said brusquely, ignoring my question.
When your family went on vacation, how far away did you go?
All the way to Florida.
And your father really got a job there? That's why you stayed?
He drove a taxi. Not the same as being a professor, but I believe he thought the trade-off was worthwhile. The news seemed to surprise Mr. Petrocelli. That my father had been willing to surrender his academic career, or that my father hadn't lied about getting a job. I wasn't sure. He blinked.
Sorry, he said after a moment. Guess I'm just getting paranoid in my old age. It's easy to do, considering I wake up screaming most nights.
The rain had started to spatter down again. Mr. Petrocelli was already turning to go. I stopped him by putting my hand on his arm. Why did you ask about my father, Mr. Petrocelli? What do you need to know?
It's just... After Dory disappeared, a neighbor reported seeing a man driving an unmarked white van in the area, even gave the police a description of the guy. Lana never agreed with me, of course, but my first thought...
Yes?
Short dark hair, tanned face, real good-looking guy. Come on, Annabelle!
Mr. Petrocelli's face suddenly changed again, that crafty gleam returning to his eyes.
Tell me who that is.
For a moment, I didn't get it. Then, as his innuendo struck, I tried to snatch my hand away. He grabbed my fingers, held on tight.
Don't be absurd, I said sharply. Yeah, Annabelle, the man who took my Dory, he sounds exactly like your dear old dad.
He flung my arm back at me. I fell to the wet sidewalk, bruised fingers tucked protectively against my chest, while Bella went into a paroxysm of barking. I grabbed her, trying to steady her, steady me. When I looked up again, Mr. Petrocelli was gone, and only the ugliness of his accusation lingered in the wet, dark air.